From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee, September the 5th, approved a resolution to permit the issuance of a $39 million bond to fund the construction of a new county jail. The measure is now subject to approval by the Finance Committee before it is presented to the full legislature on September 19th. Public Safety Committee Chairman Bill Lawrence said if the bond resolution is ultimately approved, the bidding process and construction will begin next year. Windham Representative Legislator Lori Torgensen remains supportive of an alternative proposal to develop a shared facility with Columbia County. She said, and I quote, "We have an incredible opportunity in Greene County right now, not only to saddle future generations with incredible debt that would quadruple our county's debt right now, but also to be leaders in criminal justice and to be consistent with the direction of creating alternatives to incarceration," end quote. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in Columbia Greene Media the vote on the resolution was 5-3, with Democrats Torgensen, Kevin Lennon of Catskill, and Aideen O'Connor Jr. of Durham voting no. Those voting in favor of the measure were Legislator Chairman Kevin Lewis, along with Republicans Lawrence of Cairo, Charles Martinez of Coxsackie, Harry Lennon of Cairo, and Pat Linger of New Baltimore. Before and after the vote on the resolution, members of the public loudly shared their objections to the project, which were based largely on the projected cost. Emotions ran high, and many of those present confronted lawmakers about their perceived indifference to public input, Zuckerman writes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Twin County Recovery Services has been awarded federal grant funding to expand addiction prevention, treatment, and recovery services. Twin County, which serves both Columbia and Greene County, will receive more than $642,000. The award is among more than $25 million in opioid state-targeted response grants being distributed throughout New York this year to combat the opioid epidemic. Funding was awarded to high-need areas, which were selected based on the number of overdose deaths and hospitalizations due to opioids, as well as the number of residents who seek treatment outside of the county. The grants are intended to increase access to treatment, address unmet need, and reduce overdose death through initiatives such as mobile treatment, telepractice, and peer support. Funds will also help expand medication-assisted treatment for individuals battling opioid addiction and treatment for people transitioning from local jails, prisons, and state parole violator facilities. Read the full story in the Times Union. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. A Maryland-based barge company has been fined $2,500 by the state for a petroleum spill into the Hudson River at the Port of Albany this spring. Van Line Bunkering of Baltimore accepted and paid the fine under an agreement last month with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. On May 26, a company barge was docked at the Buckeye Terminal in the port when an open valve, and I quote, "blew gas out of the side of the barge," end quote, and left a, and I quote, "visible sheen," end quote, of petroleum, according to the DEC agreement. The spill was estimated at up to 50 gallons and was contained and remediated by the contractor. Buckeye operates an oil terminal at the port. Read the full story in the Times Union. Columbia Greene Media is reporting parts of Columbia and Dutchess County lost power late in the day, September 6, as a result of a thunderstorm that brought gusty winds and heavy rain to the area. More than 1,400 National Grid customers in Claremont, Germantown, Livingston, and Taconic lost power. Some New York State electric and gas customers in Copeck, Ghent, and Hillsdale were in the dark for a short period of time during the late afternoon as well. Central Hudson reported no power outages in Greene County. However, more than 200 customers were without power in Gallatin, spokesman John Massajane said. In total, the storm interrupted 5,500 customers, mostly in Dutchess County, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.